Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Pandemic numbers still rising. We have the story.
Sedgwick County Commission considers abortion clinic during its meeting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Another warm and breezy day expected in Wichita, but big changes are on the way tonight and tomorrow. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne gave an update on COVID-19 at Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting.
Director Byrne says the number of COVID-19 cases in the county continues to rise.
But as of yesterday, Kansas had 428 cases of COVID-19. Sedgwick County had 59 cases.
The director said around 16 people were tested Tuesday for coronavirus and that they expect those results no later than Thursday. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And now the number of reported cases in Sedgwick County has increased to 64, with the 501 cases across Kansas.
The Sedgwick County Commission has voted to send a letter to Governor Laura Kelly asking to stop abortion services at the Trust Women Wichita Clinic. Commissioner Michael O'Donnell asked for the move, saying that abortion services should be considered elective and not essential.
We're already putting people that are vulnerable, putting them in a potentially much more vulnerable situation by not knowing if these people practicing at the clinic have the virus, have come in contact with other people with the virus.
The measure passed 4-1. Lacey Cruz was the commissioner who voted against it. Governor Kelly is saying that these clinics provide necessary health care to women across the state and therefore fall under essential business.
Cases of coronavirus in Kansas continue to rise. Secretary of Health and Environment Dr. Lee Norman says more tests providing quicker results and more equipment are on the way, meaning more people can get tested.
That will allow us to do very fundamental work, which is pushing the analysis upstream, not preventing people from becoming ill from it. Until that time, social distancing is the name of the game.
More good news for Kansas. The Department of Justice announced $3.2 million to help public safety agencies respond to calls during the pandemic.
More states are taking tougher actions as the coronavirus continues to spread.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announcing a shelter-in-place order for the entire state effective Friday.
This action will ensure uniformity across jurisdictions for Georgia sheltering in place and help families and businesses be able to comply with its provisions.
Kemp also shutting down public schools for the rest of the year.
We will accept nothing short of a victory over this virus.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves issuing a similar order beginning Friday.
This will not be easy for anyone, but we believe it is the right course of action.
Reeves saying the goal is to prevent the state's healthcare system from being overwhelmed. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
At his daily briefing on the pandemic, President Trump explained why he hasn't issued a national stay-at-home order to help stop the spread of the virus.
There are some states that are different. There are some states that don't have much of a problem. There are some, well, they don't have the problem. They don't have thousands of people that are positive, or thousands of people that even think they might have it, or hundreds of people in some cases.
At least 34 states have now issued stay-at-home orders to most or all areas. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another major honor for a Kansas men's basketball player. We'll get to that coming up in sports.
Americans across the country stepping up to volunteer during the pandemic. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. The coronavirus pandemic couldn't come at a worse time for rural communities across the U.S. that have lost their hospitals.
Nearly 200 small-town hospitals have closed nationwide since 2005, often forcing residents to drive much farther for health care. Last year was the worst yet for shutdowns, and officials say hundreds more rural hospitals are endangered by the pandemic. That's because money-making procedures like elective surgeries are being delayed and resources diverted because of the viral outbreak. More than 46 million people live in rural areas, and the government says they are generally in poorer health than city dwellers.
Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert reporting.
Governor Kevin Stitt says Oklahoma will need up to 6,800 hospital beds to treat coronavirus patients when the pandemic peaks. The Oklahoma State Department of Health reports at least 719 cases and 30 deaths across Oklahoma.
Americans across the country are stepping up to volunteer, trying to help neighbors in need during the pandemic.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has called up some students to the front lines.
If you're a nursing school student, a medical school student, we need you. If you've just retired in the last few years, we need you. If you are looking to expand your scope of practice and have particular expertise in any particular capacity, we need you, and we encourage you to take a look at that healthcorps.ca.gov website.
The Army's calling up 10,000 former soldiers with a medical background, doctors and medics. The acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley told Fox he's looking to dispatch people to upcoming hotspots to work out of temporary hospitals. Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A British man accused of smuggling mislabeled drugs into the United States amid the coronavirus outbreak.
Frank Ludlow of the United Kingdom is accused of peddling phony treatments. American investigators say he took everyday existing wellness kits that contained items like vitamin C, enzyme water, and hydrogen peroxide, and then repackaged them. The new, more complex-sounding labels read Trinity COVID-19 SARS Antipathogenic Treatment Kits. Ludlow is now charged with a felony for introducing misbranded drugs. While testing is underway, health experts warn there is no proven specific treatment or vaccine to combat the coronavirus. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Seen some heavier traffic out there, just in very small patches along the roadways, but heaviest I saw was eastbound on Kellogg, and this was right around Seneca just a little bit ago, but again, these areas of heavy traffic really aren't that big, and they don't seem to be slowing much down out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Friday Eve.
It is Friday Eve. You really count the days, don't you, until the weekend.
You know, I'm not going to lie. Just with everything going on these days, I know there's somebody out there that feels the same way, maybe even you guys, but I feel like lately the days just kind of roll, you know, with all this coronavirus stuff, they all just kind of roll into one. They roll all together with our activities that we're able to do, you know, really kind of limited. So,
it's a tough time. Even those of us in broadcasting, we're trying to stay up on all the information and keep everybody posted, and yet this thing's going on.
Yeah.
And we feel it too, you know? So.
Exactly. But we will be able to kind of turn our attention away from that at least a little bit and really just keep an eye on the weather. Very important that we do so, because we do have the chance of seeing a strong, maybe even an isolated severe storm later on this afternoon and as we head into the evening hour. So let's just go ahead and go step by step with all the changes that we've got ahead. We've got a cold front on the way, and that's what's really going to spark all these changes ahead. Still able to warm up very nicely today. 71 degrees, winds out of the south, still pretty gusty out there at times at 15 to 20. 25. Staying mostly cloudy. 30% chance of rain that we've got in the forecast. That was mainly for early this morning. The rest of the day should stay dry from here until we get into the latter part of the afternoon. So I'm talking after around 4 or 5 o'clock. This is where we got to make sure that we keep an eye to the sky. If you still want to maybe spend a little bit of time outside, soak in some of those nice temperatures, just make sure that you're watching out, because we could have an isolated storm go up, and there's a low-end marginal risk of severe weather for portions of Sedgwick County, to be specific, western parts of Sedgwick County, where we could have one of those storms be strong to severe, capable of large hail and damaging winds. Once we get into sundown, that's where that severe threat will really start to wane and wind down from there, but then we'll have a 50% chance of rain, maybe a few lingering rumbles all the way through the overnight. Winds are still going to be gusty, but now switching out of the north, that's going to drop us down to 36. Get ready to pull out the heavy coats back out by tomorrow morning, because it's going to be a much colder start. 40% chance of a rain shower, possibly mixing with a little bit of freezing rain or even some sleet, mainly to the north and west of Wichita. This is going to be something that we'll be watching, just because we're going to be just a few degrees away from freezing by this time tomorrow morning. High of 51. A lot cooler once we get into the warmest part of the day due to those strong northerly winds, and then dropping down to 30 degrees Friday night into Saturday. So we're getting into that time where it's going to be some of these nights where you're going to want to pull in the sensitive plants and flowers, or go ahead and cover them up, because I know you don't want them to be susceptible to the frost and potentially a freeze. Warming back up over the weekend, could have a spotty shower around, but it won't be a washout. Now right now, 57 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, southerly winds on the breezy side, 15 miles an hour. Once we make that switch out of the north, those winds are going to pick back up later on today.
All right, so I'm taking up some good information from you there, because I'm going to have to go out and unattach my garden hoses again.
That too, yeah, that's definitely a good idea.
I'll probably do that tonight.
We still could have a few more of these nights.
Yep, I'm going to do that. And also, I'm sitting here in a T-shirt, frankly. Short-sleeve shirts, I've been wearing them every morning, but tomorrow morning sounds like I better dig out that light jacket one more time, huh?
Hey, mark my words, Steve, that cold air, it's in northwestern Kansas right now, but it's on the move, and it's coming.
Coming our way. All right. Thank you, Ronell. That is the KSN Storm Tracker's Forecast with Kansas State meteorologist Ronell Williams. And weather's brought to you by Wood Savers. Has winter been hard on your wood fence and deck? Get your deck ready for spring. Request a free estimate at woodsaversinc.com. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is, again, day 9 of the Sedgwick County stay-home order. My wife and I observed it strictly yesterday, although I did get out for a run in the afternoon. That south wind was a bit of a problem, but not too bad. Not too bad. A little windy, but so the weather was. Did you happen to get out, Ted, or did you just go ahead and hunker down inside yesterday?
Just when I was done with work yesterday, I went and took a walk around the pond here.
That's good.
I have been doing that about every day in this stay-at-home order. You said like day 9, so I've been doing the same thing.
I think any kind of detox, it doesn't have to be, you know, lifting weights and going crazy. Any kind of that. Any kind of exercise can detox you a little bit in your mind and clear out some cobwebs, you know. It just helps. The body's a package, and the head, you know, the brain's connected to it. So I think it's great. Dinner last night, exciting dinner at Stephen Shelley's house last night. We had tuna helper for dinner, a cheesy tuna helper. I don't know. Some people sneer at that and say, well, that's poor man's food. I like tuna helper. I don't know.
It may be poor man's food, but last time I was at the grocery store, there wasn't any of it left.
You know, and Shelly, yeah.
It's because it's cheap.
Yeah, tuna helper,
and
hamburger
it
helper.
Never spoils.
And I think we got
of course, during Lent, I saved the tuna helper for Fridays.
There you go. There
I would
go.
Not ever eat it on a non-Friday.
So I'm not the only guy who likes a tuna helper, then. I guess there are. There's got to be millions out there. And it's basically just kind of a powder and some stuff that...
It's a powder and some pasta,
noodles,
and you add tuna to it.
And away you go. Yeah. Who could miss with something like that, huh? Yeah, so that's what we had. Nothing exciting there, but like I said earlier, I've got a couple of books that came in the mail finally, or on the Amazon, whatever, the delivery, whatever it was. I don't know, FedEx, whatever. But a couple of good books now, and I'm going to hunker down. That'll keep me entertained for hours. You know, I'm sitting in the corner quietly, unobtrusively, leaving everybody alone.
My favorite flavor of tuna helper, they discontinued.
What was that?
They used to have tuna tetrazzini.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
A couple years ago, they dumped it, and I've never have been able to find it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that was the only flavor I liked.
Yeah, well.
And they got rid of it.
Oh, well.
Don't.
Sometimes they can't explain how they changed the tuna helper. All right, so we had a sanitizer break a minute ago. We don't need to do that again yet. But about every hour, we're trying to get our hands sanitized. We taking care of the equipment around here. We wipe things down with these
we do.
Disinfectant wipes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being very, very careful there. Not too many of us in the building these days, but those of us who are being real careful about staying away from this stupid virus. And, we'll keep you posted every day on it. And that's our job here with Steve and Ted and other things going on. Jed, do you have something you want to say?
I was just going to say that, Steve, you always keep track of the critters running around around this area.
You got a critter update, eh?
Well, I was just going to say that with Ted and I both walking around the pond every day, it seems to me that we could actually let you know that it's interesting. The first couple of days I was doing it, I was seeing a lot of ducks down there.
Yep.
There was a bunch of ducks out there on the pond, and by the time yesterday rolled around, it looks like the geese have chased them off because there's no more ducks. Now all I'm seeing is great big, ugly, gross geese.
No. Well, you think it's the geese up because I have seen a coyote in that parking lot.
Yeah.
And I would imagine they would dine on a duck now and then, or a goose, but maybe not.
All right.
Geese are pretty.
I had a different experience today, Jad. I didn't see any geese. All I saw were ducks.
Wow.
I think they change. I think they come and go throughout the day.
They just don't like being around one another.
But usually, no, they really don't. Usually, I see, especially this time of year, the ducks are paired up, male and female.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to, hatch eggs. And you can usually tell. Yesterday, 95% of the ducks I saw were males. It was like all the bachelors were hanging out at the pond yesterday afternoon.
The only other thing
like, where are the ladies?
The only other thing I saw out there was a lot of turtles.
Oh yeah, the turtles on a sunny day. They were.
Having a run.
There's
turtles.
A lot of turtles in that pond.
Yeah, this is like working with Marlon Perkins. I hope you guys nothing happens to you out there. Hope the ducks don't attack you, Ted. Seven coming up on 7:19 now, Steve.
Well,
and Ted.
I tell you what, if I yelled for help, no one would hear me because
I'm there by yourself.
Yeah, because there's nobody out
you're
there.
You're the only human being out there.
Yep.
All right. 7:19 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward, and we don't have any games going on, but there are some honors and some awards going on right now, right, Ted?
Yeah, some big time honors still coming in for the Kansas men's basketball team. Kansas junior Marcus Garrett has been named the 2020 Naismith Defensive Player of the Year by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club. Garrett averaging 4.5 deflections per game, one of the top steal guys in the Big 12 Conference. So congratulations to Marcus Garrett for a nice honor there. That means there are two KU players that have both been named National Defensive Player of the Year by two different organizations.
Wow.
Udoka Azubuike, of course, got the Defensive Player of the Year by the NABC a few days ago. Pretty interesting circumstance to have two guys on your roster named the National Defensive Player of the Year.
So I wonder what goes into the criteria. Just block shots? Is that
who
it?
Who knows? No, it's not block shots.
Everybody's holding your opponent to
There's a lot of different ways to measure.
Right.
You know, steals comes into it. Like you said, deflections comes into
deflections?
It.
You're right.
And there are a lot more.
It'd be kind of a hard thing to
There are many more
track.
Metrics now that go into that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just the block shot that goes into it as well.
So they don't play like we used to play
and
defense.
There's still guys that can be a lockdown defender and change shots, and that'll never be recorded ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like we can think of Tekale Cotton, played for the Shockers. Maybe one of the best defenders in the nation, but there's no way to quantify that.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you play against him and you go, that guy can really get it done
yeah,
on defense.
No kidding. Yeah.
Anyway, and a couple other honors for KU, Udoka Azubuike and Devon Dotson, both named to the Wooden All-American team by the Los Angeles Athletic Club, which comes out with a list every year of the top 10 players in the nation. Two of those 10, Kansas Jayhawks, Azubuike and Dotson. So, nice honors right there. The NFL draft is still on the calendar to take place this month. The New Orleans Saints, how are they handling this process?
The NFL draft is still a go, but without the public events and setup for Las Vegas scrapped by the coronavirus outbreak, teams are now looking into minimalized hubs to conduct the selection process later this month. The New Orleans Saints, they'll use a brewery right outside of town, according to head coach Sean Payton.
Gail Benson bought Dixie Brewery a few years ago and built this brand new facility in New Orleans East, so it's away from everything.
Payton speaking to the Rich Eisen show, the NFL has called on clubs to coordinate smaller operations due to current CDC guidelines. The draft's set for April 23rd through 25th. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In these times of pandemic, just about everyone in the sports world is having to think outside the box a little bit. More on that from Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio.
If you want to use tournaments and all the international competition, that is the baseline. But I've continued to say, and I think tennis will be an interesting case study of this, creative solutions are going to be the currency of the sports world, likely for the next couple of years going forward. I doubt that it's going to be a normalized look at a lot of things for a while now, just because fear of reintroducing this, even when we get on the other side of the curve. All the things that we know and hear are probably going to be a part of the rollout back into, air quotes, normal life. How do you adjust for that if you're a given sport? Because for a sport like tennis, where social distancing is a natural part of the way that you play the physical game itself, I think some creative solutions could get you back pretty early.
And, of course, tennis was the topic because Wimbledon was called off officially yesterday for the time being. And a happy birthday today to former baseball player Billy Sample, who is 65 today, played for the Wichita Arrows in 1981 and went on to a nice 9-year career in the big leagues, a lot of that with the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Former Ranger, former Wichita Arrow, Billy Sample, 65 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
And Dave Phillips.
Yes, our good friend.
Mention him again, Dave Phillips, our good friend.
Former sportscaster.
Yeah.
And
my
Dave Phillips celebrating a birthday
today. One of my favorite storytellers, and he introduced me to queso, and I've never been the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white cheese are at Carlos O'Kelly's. Liquid cheese.
Life-changing experience. Happy birthday, Dave. 722, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Did the World Health Organization aid China in an outbreak cover-up? That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.